This is a story about a school's fight to keep its yurts. The local Act 250 commission wants them removed. And as VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, the legal battle is brewing between the state's landmark land use law and an independent school's ability to survive.
So let's do these together. So number one, Austin, can you read that sentence for me?
The gust requires constant walking.
So what would be our gerund? What's our ing verb that's acting as a noun? Walking. Good. So highlight that. Perfect.
The 10:15 a.m. English class is underway at Kindle Farm School in Newfane. Bookshelves line the walls. Inspirational sayings by Gandhi and Nelson Mandela are tacked up, and a whiteboard is filled with today's grammar lesson. In a lot of ways, it looks like any other high school classroom in Vermont. But we're inside of a yurt, which the local Act 250 Environmental Commission says is improperly permitted.
It's cool to learn. Like, I'm not going to be like, if you don't know what a gerund is by the end of the day-to-day, you fail.
A yurt is a traditional Mongolian semi-permanent tent-like structure. It's round, it's made of canvas, and it can be an inexpensive way of creating a warm indoor space, which is exactly what school director Drew Gradinger says these yurts have been used for.
Those two yurts that we're talking about represent 12 to 14 kids and two full classrooms.
Gradinger says going without them would be a big loss.
And so as we see it now on that campus, removing those yurts would be pretty devastating. It would remove half of our high school and 25% of our total census from both campuses. So that's something we're quite concerned about.
Kindle Farm has been around since 1994, and along with academics, the school focuses on the emotional and social needs of its students, as well as farming, logging, and other vocational programs. In 2006, the school did get an Act 250 permit for one of the yurts. But that permit was only supposed to last 3 years, and without knowing that it needed another Act 250 permit, the school put up a second yurt. Gradinger says he knows the school messed up, and he understands the yurts need to have an Act 250 permit. But having to remove them before there's any plan on where the school's students would end up doesn't make sense to Gradinger.
Act 250 is trying to preserve our agricultural landscape, our forested landscape. And here we are, the Kindle Farm School, who is doing just that. So to get a ruling from Act 250 that would really chop us at the ankles of being able to provide those services for these students really seem antithetical to the mission of Act 250 itself.
The local environmental commission ruled in mid-November the original permit only allowed the yurts to stand for 3 years and that they have to come down. The Natural Resources Board oversees Vermont's Act 250 process, and Chairwoman Diane Snelling says she can't comment on a pending case. Jocelyn Wilczek is an environmental attorney who represents the school in its appeal of the Act 250 ruling.
And Act 250 was not designed to be regulating yurts.
Wilczek argues there's a provision in Act 250 that allows organizations like Kindle Farm to reapply for an Act 250 permit when situations have changed since the original permit was issued.
Courts have said Act 250 permits are written on paper, not stone, and you need to take into account policy considerations. And the policy considerations here is these yurts have basically no land use impacts. They comply with all Act 250 criteria, and requiring them to be removed will remove 12 students from this program.
The local Act 250 commission found out about the yurts after a separate environmental dispute with a neighbor flared up. Wilczek says the yurts have no environmental impact and no one has complained about them. The school's finance officer, in his argument to the Act 250 commission, said removing the yurts would, quote, threaten the school's overall economic viability and harm the families that rely on the school's specialized and affordable programming. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Newfane.